Hey, Doc Pound, welcome to Browns Insider with Mike Pettin, driven by Liberty Ford. Happy to be joined by the coach of the Cleveland Browns right now. And coach, last week didn't go like anybody wanted it to, obviously, but what can you take away, if anything, from a game like that to build on and kind of move forward?
Yeah, there's not a lot to build on. It was a frustrating day. And it got away from us quick and snowballed. The one thing to learn is, the NFL, if you're not ready to go, if you're not right mentally and have that edge and that intensity, that you can get humbled and get humiliated. And that's what we have to take from that. We have to understand that we need to be on point in all phases and be just as importantly ready to go mentally as we are physically, or else that's going to happen.
How do you think the team responded to what happened coming out of that game and into practice this week?
Monday was a tough day to go through and kind of relive it, watching it on the tape. But there's some resolve there. I think our guys are very proud and to go through something like that. It's being humbling like that. They want to go out and get that taste out of their mouth. We all do, and especially when you've lost three in a row, and there's no better feeling than winning. And to me, it is incredible. It's what we all strive for. And when you've been deprived of that now for upwards of a month, because the flip side of it, that there's not too many feelings worse than going in that locker room after the game and to see the look on guys' faces and the dejection, especially at guys that have laid it all out there and we still came up short. So our guys are, they've put Cincinnati behind them. We've had a good week of practice and we're very eager to get down to Charlotte and play on Sunday.
A lot of noise out there now that you're 7-7 and maybe the playoffs seem like a distant dream now than they once were, but there's still so much to play for, right, against Carolina. What's kind of been the message in that light?
You only get so many opportunities. This isn't Major League Baseball. We're not playing 162. I mean, we got 16 opportunities in the regular season, and this is one, and it's the most meaningful. Why? Because it's the next one, and I think our guys they've done a good job understanding this week that we have to be in this week and just in this week. When you get the danger, start to look back at Cincinnati. We did that on Monday. We looked back and now we look to move forward. And then the other issue you have is with the end of the season potentially so close that you get a lot of questions and a lot of it starting to look ahead. And that's something that we have to be very professional about, that we have to stay in this moment, in this week. And for us, it's all about Carolina.
Do you think sometimes, is it easier to come away from a game like Sunday and maybe kind of wash that away because you don't want to think about it all, as opposed to that Indianapolis game? Do you think there's maybe a little bit of a hangover coming out of a game that you played so well but ultimately didn't get the W?
Yeah, I think all losses are bad. To me, I was more concerned about you play in a real physical game and a very emotional game, and guys can get drained on both fronts. And that's important for us, that no matter the type of loss or even the type of win, that we can continually be in that mode of let's hit the reset button, let's get recharged. And that's on us as coaches. How much do we need to practice this week? How much do we need to do full speed? What are we doing in the weight room? Making sure our guys understand that it's important when they leave the building here, they're getting their sleep, they're eating right, they're preparing right. That is a week-to-week thing. That can never slide. And it's important for us, no matter whether it's game one, game two, game 14, game 15, game 16, that we still prepare ourselves the same way.
Johnny Manziel and the offense struggled against Cincinnati. When you went back and actually broke it down, watched the tape, what did you see as far as things that he actually did okay on or did well on and things that he definitely needs to improve going forward?
Well, he showed the ability to move around in the pocket. There were some plays that he made. I thought he made a heck of a throw to Hawkins on an early third down, and I thought their safety did a heck of a play, knocking the ball out of Hawk, but that was a sample there of what he can do. Later in the game, he made a throw on third down to Jim Dre, where Jim kind of mistimed his jump a little bit. That would have moved the sticks as well. So I think he showed some flashes of the field awareness and the mobility. And then the obvious things too, or that he did wrong, the two interceptions, and he'll be the first one to tell you that held on to the ball for sure on the first one, threw it too late, could have had the window open earlier, and held it just a click too long, and that's all it takes. and then just forcing the ball late, especially when we have points. And I think that's just that'll just come from maturity and experience, that throwing the ball late over the middle of the field as a quarterback is rarely works out well. So the valuable lessons he learned. And the key part for Johnny, not just him, but the rest of the offense, is what mistakes did we make and what are we doing to not make those again? You lock them away. Football's a game, I say it all the time, it's a million little things. And we did a lot of the little things wrong, but we need to make sure that we get corrected as we move forward.
How's he been mentally? Because I imagine when he went through the scenario sleeping last Saturday night, that was probably not amongst the things that he thought of. Mentally, how has he bounced back in your mind? Because that's something you have to do as a quarterback in the NFL.
Well, he's immersed himself into Carolina, and that's important that he understands, hey, this can be a humbling game when things don't go right for you. What can I do to make sure that doesn't happen again? And if it's a preparation thing, then he needs to ratchet that up a little bit. Whatever it is, I just know that as most of the guys were very withdrawn this week and Monday for sure, that not feeling real good about things. But the energy's picked up as the week goes on, as we put Cincinnati behind us and we're on to this next challenge down in Carolina.
One bright spot I saw in Cincinnati was the play of Pierre Desir. We hadn't gotten to see him play corner all year because of injuries. He comes out, blanketed Mohamed Sanu really for the entire second half, looked very comfortable out there. Was that a surprise? I know he's had some very good practice weeks. What were your takeaways on Pierre Desir, and has he earned more playing time going forward?
It's not a surprise when you know the kid. And here's a guy that for everything he heard from the beginning was, red shirt. Hey, here's a kid coming from Lindenwood. He needs to take a year off. He's a developmental prospect, and he heard all that, and was just not getting very many reps at all with the ones or even the twos. His world was scout team, and a lot of guys can go on the scout team and look at the card and okay, I'll do the job that's on the card, as opposed to what we tell them to do. Like, hey, this is a chance for you to perfect your craft. Like man to man coverage, whether you're running it for representing somebody else's defense or our defense, there's so many similarities. You can get better. And I think our staff has done an excellent job of coaching those guys hard that are on the scout team, especially putting it in our terms and teaching it like our techniques when that's appropriate. And whether it's Aaron Glenn, whether it's Bobby Babich, whether it's Jeff Hafley, they've done a real good job with the back end. And Pierre's a perfect example. He's a guy that's gone out, perfected his craft on the scout team. He knew his opportunity would come at some point. I stood in front of the 53-man roster and the 10-man practice squad at the beginning of the year and say, at some point during the year, virtually everybody in this room is going to get called on during a game, whether it's in special teams, whether it's as a backup, whether getting promoted to a starter, and you need to be ready to go and you need to prepare that way each week. And he took that to heart, and that's why it wasn't a surprise when he went from zero snaps in his cumulative NFL career to 38 or 39 at a high level.
Yes, certainly it was one of the bright spots. But it's on to Carolina now. We're going to dive into that matchup with the Carolina Panthers when Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, returns.